Hi there, and welcome to Squabbles of the Soil, where we talk about current controversial topics in agriculture. Throughout this podcast, we will welcome many special guests who give us insight into these controversies. Follow along as we navigate these topics. Let's get digging.
So today we will be talking about sale and consumption of raw milk. Raw milk is considered by the FDA to be unhealthy, citing it as unsanitary with potential to make humans sick. But many claim that the opposite is true, that raw milk is actually healthier than the processed version. Our first guest today will be Mark Foley. Mark is a master's degree student at Middle Tennessee State University. Mark has quite a fondness for milk, consuming it on a daily basis, and has taken educational courses on the subject. All right, so let's get started, Mark.
Can you give us a general sense of what your stance is on the sale and consumption of raw milk?
Personally, I don't like it, simply because you're dealing with a lot more bacteria that could be harmful to you. The fat content's a lot higher, which is also not good. So generally, no, I'd say I'm not on the side of the sale and consumption of raw milk.
How would you say the controversy on this topic affects you?
It troubles me a little bit because I find it silly that someone would want to buy raw, unpasteurized milk when it's like it's been proven that, like, with the bacteria that could harm you, and they don't, it doesn't last as long. Like, you get a gallon of raw milk and it'll spoil a lot quicker than a gallon of pasteurized milk. And so it's like you're paying more for something that expires quicker and isn't as healthy for you.
Now, we kind of already talked about this, but would you say processed milk is healthier or unhealthy compared to raw milk?
Definitely. It's definitely, processed milk is definitely more healthy, because not only do you take out, I mean, as I said before, all the bacteria and the fat, and you just never know what goes into raw milk. You don't know how they handled it. You get cow feces and that stuff. So you're getting a better quality product with processed milk, and you can get different levels. Like, if you want processed milk that is lean, like skim milk, you can get that, or you can go all the way up to like whole milk, which has all that fat in it if you like that. So
can you walk us through some of the steps of milk processing?
That's not my area of expertise. From my understanding, they hook them up to machines that suck the milk out. And then there's a whole other process to that. But that's not my expertise on that area.
Have you ever tasted raw milk? And if so, did you find a taste difference?
I did. The raw milk I tasted was a lot thicker than like even whole milk. And so, like, that was one of the reasons for me that I really didn't like it off the bat. It was a texture thing. It was like trying to drink sludge versus what I was used to as regular milk.
Would you say there is a nutritional difference between raw and processed milk?
I mean, yeah, there's always going to be a nutritional difference between raw and processed foods or drinks. The upside, though, is with today's technology, any vitamins or minerals that we take out of processed milk or the raw milk when we process it, it will allow you to put it back into the processed milk after it's been processed.
You mentioned that the vitamins that are lost from during processing and the added vitamins. Are you able to elaborate on that a little bit?
Not entirely. I know that certain vitamins are taken out of raw milk when it is processed, and then other vitamins are added in. Like, if I remember correctly, it's like the vitamin D is the biggest deficiency among humans. So that's actually one they purposely add to milk, because everyone drinks milk. Or almost everyone drinks milk. Yeah.
Some describe processed milk as having a cooked taste. What do you think about that?
I'd say that's an accurate assumption, because technically you have to cook milk in order to process it. There's always that, but you cook food all the time. So what's the issue with a cooked taste if you're used to cooking your food all the time?
Also, we have goat's milk as the second most common animal milk for human consumption. And it's said to be easier on the stomach and healthier than cow's milk. Do you have any thoughts on goat's milk?
Not really. I haven't had the opportunity to try goat's milk yet, but I'll definitely have to look into that.
Our second guest today will be Mr. and Mrs. Pope, owners of Robin's Nest Farm in Hickman County, Tennessee. Their farm has a dairy operation of ADGA registered Nubian goats, as well as a Jersey Brown Swiss cow. Their animals are fed with a non-GMO grain, and they have 24 access to chemical-free pasture. Are y'all ready?
We're ready.
Okay, cool. Can you give me a general sense of what stance y'all take on, like, the sale and consumption of raw milk?
We can.
Go ahead, Ma.
We're 100% for raw milk.
However,
we do live in Tennessee, and we do have to abide by the state mandate of, you know, you have to have either a goat share or a cow share. So for our customers, we do goat and cow share both. So that is, that's just how, I mean, of course, we don't even own a pasteurizer yet. Let's put it that way. We don't. All of our customers prefer raw milk. And so, you know, we try to please our customers.
Mm-hmm. Now,
they don't have a problem with the goat share, cow share.
Okay. How does the controversy over this topic, does that affect you?
It really hasn't. I don't think it has affected us that much, because the people that are our customers are willing to just obey what they have to obey. I mean, they would do just about anything to be able to get the raw milk.
Okay.
Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that I think raw milk is a good thing for every farm, but we are super particular with the cleanliness, and that makes the world of difference.
Okay. Would you say that raw milk is healthier or unhealthy compared to traditionally processed milk?
Healthier.
Okay, can you clarify on that?
Certainly. When you pasteurize the milk, you heat it and it kills a lot of the good bacteria.
Okay. Do you find a difference in taste in raw versus pasteurized milk?
Yes, definitely. There is a definite distinct difference. I think for our children anyway, they say that the pasteurized tastes more like cooked.
It's because it is.
You mentioned the cow share or the goat share program. Can you give a little bit more clarification on how that works?
Absolutely. What you do is the customer will pay an upfront fee of their share, if you want to call it that, share into the cow or the goat. So, in other words, let's say it is a $25, or let's say $40, $40 upfront non-refundable fee, and that entitles them to a gallon of milk per week for ever what they're wanting, cow or goat, and of course they pay for the milk. So that's...
It's an ownership.
It is. Partial ownership. It's like an ownership, right. And it covers the feed, the housing of the animal, things like that. But that, and I don't know how a lot of farms run this, but we do not really have an upfront jar deposit, if that makes any sense. So... Let's say the person backed out of their, which we've had happen, and they just stopped coming. They just quit coming for the week. They just stopped coming to get their milk. That would kind of cover the cost if they did not return your jars to you, too. And that has happened.
Now, I know your farm uses non-GMO feed, as well as the 24/7 pasture access. Does that play a role in the health of your raw milk?
Oh, I definitely think so, for sure. And our supplier grows his own feed. I mean, he grows all the grain. I think he supplements with... It is molasses and also for trails, the trace minerals. He adds that in there, but everything else he grows himself, and he is a verified non-GMO grower. So they come out and test him, and that makes it nice because then therefore we can pass that on to our customer. We can let them know that their feed, their cow, their goat, whichever one, is being fed the best that we can come up with. We're very thankful that we've got a local grower. It's just wonderful.
Other than the herd share program, are there any other additional regulations that you have to follow for raw milk sale?
I don't think so. I think it is just the herd share, and that is all. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if Mr. Pope told you that we were getting ready, where we're working on becoming a certified grade A dairy. And when that happens, then that changes everything for us as far as then we'll be able to sell to the public, and it will be
But it'll be pasteurized.
Mm-hmm. So, but we will also continue to offer the raw milk to our customers because of just the cow share and goat share. We'll do both. Everybody's going to be happy.
Now, currently your farm has a herd of Nubian goats, correct? And a single Jersey Brown Swiss mix, correct?
Two.
Okay. Now, given that the bulk of your milk is cow's milk, or the bulk of your milk is goat's milk, do you find that the goat's milk is different from a nutritional standpoint?
Well, you know, goat milk is naturally homogenized. So most of our customers feel like it's creamier tasting because it has the cream completely homogenized into the milk. It's not a where you go and skim off the top like our cow milk. By the end of the day, it has a distinction in the cream has separated to the top. It's risen to the top. So, as far as nutritional value goes, that's easily digestible by a lot of people who cannot tolerate in their tummy the cow milk. It just is easier. A lot of people who are allergic to the lactase in cow milk can tolerate the goat milk. So I think probably I would say that, especially even our customers, if they're cow customers, if they start seeing that might upset their stomach or digestive system in any way, that they could switch over to the cow milk and not have any trouble.
Would you say that the goat milk?
I mean, please forgive me, Brandon. I'm in goat milk. I'm sorry. I think I said switch over to the cow milk. Switch over to the goat milk. So sorry.
Yeah. Well, would you say the goat milk is safer to drink than the raw cow's milk?
I think that both.
Well, historically, if you do any research, which I haven't really done a lot of research on it, but people say that people, like she was mentioning, cannot tolerate the cow's milk. But goat's milk historically has been identified as a milk that is good for people that have ulcers and things like that. Babies can tolerate the goat's milk a whole lot better than they can the cow's milk. So a lot of people, if they're having trouble with their children and them being lactose intolerant, then they will seek out goat's milk because in theory, it is a lot easier on the stomach, so it's healthier.
But as far as cow milk versus goat milk and safety, I think it's equal because I really believe with all my heart that it is the way you handle the milk that really makes the difference. And it keeps the bad bacteria from growing quickly. Now, we have friends who milk, and they come in with their milk, and they strain it, and they put it right into the refrigerator. We don't do that. And I've had people before who have gone straight from from milking into the freezer. But we don't do that either. So what we do is our milk goes into a very large, I think it's a 5-gallon, may even be bigger than that, stainless steel, this most tote. Enormous tote. And we put it in a tub, like the cattle licking mineral tub. We put it in that, ice all around it, water. And so it's in ice and water. And then the children agitate it. And we agitate it, and they keep checking the temperature just every few minutes to see how quickly we get it down, and we try really hard. Even though people say that cow milk doesn't, it's not as particular as goat milk as far as it needing to be down as quickly. We do it anyway. And our customers say that it is by far the best tasting cow milk. I don't know, but that's what they say. But we get our milk down to at least 42 degrees, at least 42 degrees within 30 minutes. And once it's down to that temperature, then the statistics show, and you've probably done enough research to know this, that the bad bacteria does stop growing. I mean, it stops reproducing, or it stops, you know, just it halts. And then, therefore, you're good as far as that goes. And it completely improves the taste. Now, I can tell you that. Most people that taste our goat milk, they say they've never tasted goat milk like that before. That is very sweet and doesn't have any goaty taste to it whatsoever. And honestly, I really believe it is the way the milk is handled.
This podcast was created and produced by the Fall 2020 Debate and Discussion in Agriculture class at Middle Tennessee State University. If you've enjoyed this podcast, be sure to check out the rest of the series to expand your horizons about other pressing issues in agriculture. Instrumentals were performed by Norman Blake. Thanks for listening.